It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to the month of April. We are here. Evan and Tiki on The Fan. We've got an incredibly busy show today. A brand new edition of Posted and Toasted, the world popular game show at 3:30. What did Brian Daboll tell us today as he met the media? What rules are changing in the NFL? We'll get to all that later on. And the Mets get a victory last night against the Marlins. But I have a confession to make. And I think it's one of those confessions that's going to annoy a lot of my fellow Met fans. And maybe it's because I love professional wrestling. Maybe it's because I love heels. Like, I love that John Cena turned heel. I thought it was badass. I love Roman Reigns. I think he's been great for the last couple of half a decade. I love Barry Bonds. I think Barry Bonds is badass, too. So I just want to tell you that tonight at Yankee Stadium...
I feel a troll coming.
No, I think to my fellow Met fans, maybe not to you. Tonight at Yankee Stadium, as they welcome in the Arizona Diamondbacks and the really good Corbin Burns, and then tomorrow night, Zach Gallen, I kind of want the Yankees to score 12 runs a night. I kind of want to watch them continue to troll the baseball world with torpedo bats where... even though other players are using said bats, it doesn't matter. The Yankees are cheating. Like, I don't know what it is, and I'm not a Yankee fan, and I don't want you to win the division. I don't want you to win the World Series. I'm not taking this too far, Teak, but at least for now, just for the week.
Why does it give you pleasure?
Because I get to see people cry and whine about it. I think that's what gives me the pleasure.
Oh, you mean other fans?
Yes.
Other teams.
Yes.
I love the manager of the Brewers who said...
Pat Murphy.
It's not the wand. It's the magician.
That's right.
He's so right. But nobody's listening to him.
No, but they're listening to Trevor McGill who says, oh, they're the Yankees. They're going to get away with it. They listen to Dave Portnoy. They listen to anyone who's crying about it. And I don't know why. Because I'm a Met fan. I'm not a Yankee fan. I find the whole thing hysterical. And I kind of want the Yankees, especially against good pitching, which they are about to face over the next 3 days, I want them to assault them.
not physically assault them, but I kind of want them to score 11 runs.
But what do you get out of that? Why does that make you feel good?
It makes me feel good because I see those that are bothered by this cry and whine and try to explain it away as, the Yankees are cheating. Can you believe they've changed 100 years of baseball? When the truth is, none of that's the case, right? Like, we know that. If we have a rational discussion, like, we all know the Yankees are doing nothing wrong, but yet the tears make me laugh. And that's why I think it's a wrestling thing. I think it's the fact I like the heels. I like the bad guys. And right now, the Yankees, even though they're doing nothing wrong, are simply the bad guys. And so there's no troll here. Like, again, this isn't going to last forever, Teak. Eventually, I'm going to turn on you. But for now, I kind of want the Yankees to just kick ass.
Well, I just don't see the Yankees as the bad guy in this saga that's going on regarding the torpedo bats, because they've been around for a few years, and other teams are this year are using the torpedo bats. Hell, Francisco Lindor uses the torpedo bats. Juan Soto said, hey, I'll try it out,
sure.
Even though he had the opportunity last year when he talked about, you know, some of the Yankees using them last year, and it just wasn't something that was interesting to him. But hell, the Yankees are blasting 15 home runs in a 3-game series against the Brewers. I'll try it out.
Yeah.
So everybody in Major League Baseball at some point is going to come to the dark side of the torpedo bat if it keeps working. But why the Yankees got to be the bad guys?
They're the bad guys because they did it first. They're the bad guys because they're the Yankees. And here's the reality. Everything you just said is completely fair. Like, there are a list of other Major League Baseball players that are using the torpedo bat, including Francisco Lindor, as it was confirmed by Carlos Mendoza before last night's Mets game. But I'd like to give you two examples of people freaking out about the torpedo bat without using any sense of reality. And let me start with somebody I admire, somebody I love. Met fans, last night was fun, right? Pete Alonso with a grand slam. David Peterson worked his way out of trouble. And the Mets beat the Miami Marlins 10-4 in Miami. Well, late in the game, you may have missed this, but Gary Cohen, who loves to take his shots, decided, now's my time to take a shot at the torpedo bat and the New York Yankees. Take a listen.
Everybody in the Mets lineup has at least one hit, and four of them have hit home runs. No torpedoes necessary. What for the famous words of Admiral Farragut? Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead.
Come on! No torpedoes necessary! Like, it's funny, we can all laugh at it, but these are the tears I'm talking about. And I love Gary Cohn. He's my guy. I'm a Met fan.
Now I'm wondering who Admiral Farragut is. I don't know who that is.
I'm going Civil War general. That's what I'm going.
I mean, torpedoes in the Civil War?
Yeah, it doesn't
make sense. It's definitely World War I.
I only said that because Keith is like a Civil War buff. But here's Gary Cohn even crying about it. How about the back page of the Daily News this morning? Torpedo. Raw polar bear power, not some fancy bat, is all Alonso needs to launch Grand Slam and Mets romp. I mean, come on. The whole thing is hysterical. And I think sometimes as fans, you can take a step back from your own fandom. Obviously, I'm a diehard Met fan. I'm glad we won last night.
Well, you were right, Evan. David Glasgow Farragut was a flag officer for the United States Navy during the American Civil War.
I told you.
Nailed it. But look, at the end of the day, it's just a made-up controversy because it's not real, doesn't mean anything. It really has everything to do with the Brewers pitching being extraordinarily bad.
And the Yankees being good, give them credit.
And the Yankees hitters being really good. Like, Paul Goldschmidt had a bad first half of the year last year, but he picked it up at the end of the last season, and he's carrying it into his new endeavor here in the Bronx with aplomb. Give him credit for it, right? Cody Bellinger's the same way. It's not like he's a washed player, and we know that Aaron Judge, all he does is hit home runs for the last 3 years, so of course he's going to do that. Mm-hmm. And Jazz Chisholm, it's a baseball reason. You're going to pitch around him, now you pitch around Judge, now you got to throw to Jazz, and he's aggressive. So, of course, they're hitting home runs. I mean, the only one that maybe it makes sense that feels like he shouldn't have hit one was Volpe.
Right, because he got jammed.
That's
and
a jam shot. Oh, it's a jam shot. But that's a great jam shot.
But you're using sensible arguments.
Of course, you got to use sensible arguments.
No, not with the world we live in. Let me walk you through something. So, tonight, in about 5 hours or so right here on WFAN. The New York Yankees are playing the Arizona Diamondbacks on a Monday night. And Corbin Burns, one of the better pitchers in baseball, is on the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't know who's leading off. As soon as we find out, we will tell you. It's either going to be Paul Goldschmidt or Austin Wells. Hypothetically, let's say it is Goldie. Let's say Lugie keeps his hot streak going. And Paul Goldschmidt hits a leadoff home run using his torpedo bat. And let's say the Yankees romp Corbin Burns. Let's just say it. It can happen. Let's say the Yankees send Corbin Burns to the shower in the fourth inning of tonight's game, and they put up 7 runs against him to start the year. Let's say that happens. Don't be naive. What do you think is said?
Wow, these Yankees are pretty...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good.
You think that's it?
That's what I would say.
That's you. What do you think America is going to say? What do you think Dave Portnoy is going to say? What do you think Met fans all around our area are going to say? What do you think those talking heads on ESPN is going to say? I know they're wrong, Teak. We're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I'm right.
Well, I think the Met fan will say, can we get our guys get those?
Wow, we got one guy with it.
Exactly.
He just didn't play last night.
Right. Look, I think ultimately it's going to be adopted across Major League Baseball. And like all of this hate is going to be so hypocritical. And these new other teams are going to find, hey, we're not that successful with these torpedo bats. Because the Yankees just have better players.
Mm.
That's what it's going to ultimately come down to.
I think eventually you're right, but in the early going of the torpedo era we're living in, the Yankees are the ones with five guys with it, and anytime they give you big-time offense, it's going to be tears and complaining.
Mm.
And I admit, in the short term, and maybe it's because I know it's a long season, and just because the Yankees score 32 runs against the Diamondbacks over the next three games doesn't ensure they're going to win the American League East, or ensure they're going to win the American League pennant, or ensure anything. But I'm here for it. I want to see the Yankees just continue to destroy Major League Baseball. I have to admit it. Sean, are you proud of me?
I am proud of you, Evan. You've come over to the dark side.
Just temporarily.
I will further this by saying, the only way this continues also is if Yankee fans feed into it. Anytime somebody stops you and says, oh, you root for a bunch of cheaters, ignore them. Much like when the Mets come to sit, to Yankee Stadium, we're going to stand up and ignore Juan Soto and turn our backs.
Right.
We need to do that now to all the Yankee haters calling us cheaters and everything else. Because if you don't feed the geese back, they can't nibble.
Well, but I would actually take a different approach, and I was thinking about this. So tonight at Yankee Stadium, the Bleacher Creatures are going to be there, as they always are, and they're going to greet everybody, as they normally do. I think the torpedo chant needs to occur. I think they have to embrace the torpedo and almost ask for a roll call from the torpedo.
Well, at the end
Before or after home runs?
No. As they're doing the roll call, which is the top of the first inning.
So at the end of roll call, you know, now they might be going back to first place Yankees. It's usually Yankee baseball. Now you're saying torpedo.
Yes.
Torpedo. Mm.
Yeah.
Torpedo.
I think you have to completely embrace the torpedo.
Do you think somebody will be dressed as a torpedo bat tonight?
Put the fear with the Bleacher Creatures. You put the fear into the opponent by saying torpedo.
You put the
torpedo.
Fear in them. And you also.
Torpedo.
You embrace this. Mm. Like, here's the thing I would love if I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not. I'm just an IBO telling you I want to see people cry. That's what I'm saying. As an IBO, as a Met fan. And by the way, there are baseball fans out there. There are Met fans out there that are going to be ashamed to admit it. But I want them to admit it. My fellow Met fan, 888-808-1019. You know that you like to see people cry. And for just a short period of time, you actually want the Yankees to score a stupid amount of runs. You do! Because it's funny! People are bitching and whining about bats, and they're cheating, and they're this, and they're that. And it's hilarious! So join me as a Met fan, as an IBO, in saying, I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm not rooting for you to win the division. But temporarily, I want you to break baseball. Temporarily, I want to see other people cry and moan and complain and try to rationalize. Because it's fun. Mm. And if you're the Yankees, you have to embrace it. You have to, as a fan, say, yeah, damn right we're using the torpedo bat, and what are you going to do about it?
I love it. And I would also ask, do you think now, and this is good for baseball, the Yankees play the Arizona Diamondbacks on a cold Tuesday night in the Bronx. Is tonight the biggest must-watch in sports, the Yankees and the torpedo bats?
I'm intrigued. Like, I think I'd be intrigued either way, obviously, as a baseball fan, but yeah, I'm intrigued to see if the Yankees can just assault another pitching staff.
I mean, Dave Portnoy's gone on a million cable news networks. I think it's that big a national story. I think all eyeballs on the Bronx tonight.
Talk about an opportunist. Talk about, let me get my time and re-time in the spotlight, because obviously he's uber famous for everything that he does.
Yes.
Why does he need to go off on the torpedo bat?
Because it's hysterical.
Is it?
Yes. In fact, I will play for you in the next 10 minutes. Dave Portnoy going on his media tour. I pulled one in particular clip.
Why is Dave Portnoy on a media tour? Think about what you just said.
Because he's taking advantage of the moment. He knows that there's an... See, what Dave, I think, is doing that's brilliant is I don't think at the end of the day he gives a rat's ass about the torpedo
bat. You're probably right.
But he's representing people that do. Mm. And that's what's... He's a populist. He's representing the Red Sox fan who's crying because Rafael Devers is 0 for 18 with 15 strikeouts.
Is he using the torpedo bat?
He's going to try something right now. He's got a hole in his bat. So I think he's representing the bitter baseball fan that says, this can't be real. Now, the reality is, of course it's real. But I want to see it continue. Like, again, if you dislike the Yankees, which I know is what you think I do, and you think I'm like, you know, some kind of troll here, here's what I know.
I don't know if you dislike them. I think you just like to troll them.
Well, I prefer them not win the World Series, I think would be my answer to you. But you can't win the World Series in April. You can't. You also can't get eliminated in April. As great as the Atlanta Braves being 0-5 is,
right.
Like, you don't get eliminated in April. So for now, what I just want to see is I want to see grown men and women cry. I want to see them bitch and whine about something as stupid as a torpedo bat. Gerrit Cohen's taking shots at it during the Met game. Couldn't wait. Well, I don't need a torpedo bat here. The whole thing is hysterical to me.
Well, they only had 4 home runs, not 9.
That's right. If they had 9, then it would be suspicious.
Exactly.
We will get to your phone calls at 888-808-1019. Am I losing my mind this early in the baseball season? Or do you agree with me that even if you're not a Yankee fan, you want to see the Yankees kind of break baseball early on? Plus, we'll play that Dave Portnoy clip because it had me laughing. I listened to it 7 times in a row. As he did a media tour, one of which was with Stuart Varney on Fox News.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. We'll play that for you coming up.
We'll play that for you coming up in 7 minutes. When sticky stuff became the rage, we did an experiment here on the afternoon show where Craig, me, Big Mac, and Loogie threw baseballs, and then we threw it with sticky stuff to see the difference.
And?
It was a really cool experiment. It was 4 years ago, back in June of 2021, and you saw that the revolutions on the baseball changed dramatically once we applied the sticky stuff.
It was even for you guys?
For all of us, yes.
Wow.
I will retweet the video. It was from 4 years ago for anyone who missed it. It was a while ago. Now, why am I bringing this up right now? I'm bringing this up because I think we got to do the same thing with the torpedo bats. I think the four of us...
How are we going to get a torpedo bat, by the way?
Well, that's on you, Teak. You've got the know.
All right, I'll
Can
ask
you
somebody.
Ask someone to get us some torpedo bats?
Yes.
And the four of us will take batting practice with regular bats, and then we'll take batting practice with torpedo bats. And see how we do.
I like the idea, but you're forgetting one important factor. You're actually sounding like one of these dummies arguing about cheating, Evan.
What?
It's that the torpedo bats are not blanketed torpedo bats. They're built for everybody's meat on where they hit the baseball.
So you're saying we need to get an analytics department to analyze our swings? Yeah. Like, and we can do
like
it?
We may not make the contact in the same spot Volpe does or Jazz does. That's the beauty of the torpedo bat. They're personalized.
So I think what we have to do then, because it's unrealistic to us get personalized torpedo bats, we just have to get whatever kind of torpedo bat we can get.
Yes.
And then analyze, are we better with the torpedo bat versus without the torpedo bat?
Right, because if they analyze me, much like my golf swing, they'll say, take a couple weeks off and then quit.
Exactly.
Tiki gets tennis elbow.
Exactly.
Now, I mentioned earlier at the top of the show that even though I'm a Met fan, I'm rooting for the Yankees to score 30 runs this week against the Diamondbacks because it makes people upset. It makes Yankee haters upset. It makes just non-baseball fans upset because they have it in their head that this is some kind of cheating. I want to play something for you from yesterday. The great Dave Portnoy, is the president of Barstool, El Presidente of Barstool, was doing a media tour because Dave is very upset with the torpedo bats.
This is awesome.
And he got confronted on this issue by Stuart Varney of the Fox News Channel. Take a listen.
What's the problem with torpedo bats? They're not illegal, and they have been used before. Are you just angry that the Red Sox are in last place?
It's 4 games of the season, Stuart. These Yankee fans think it's about the Yankees, the arrogance of these guys. They've won, what, one World Series since the turn of the century? You know who else has done that? I got a list. The D-backs, the Marlins, the White Sox, the Royals, the Cubs, the Nationals. So what? They're a poverty franchise like those teams. Big deal. Aaron Judge hits home runs in the regular season. What's he do in the postseason? Can't even make contact. This has nothing to do with the Yankees. But this is hundreds of years of baseball. You try to a pitcher get the ball in on the hands, that's a good pitch. Anthony Volpe, who stinks and is a Yankee, they said they researched his swing. Guess what? They researched it. They found out he stinks. He keeps hitting the ball on the hands, and they altered the bat. Stuart, you're a soccer guy. What if you have a player of yours who stinks, and every time he kicks it, it's a muffin, right? No speed, no nothing. You develop a cleat, a shoe that has turbo boosters in it. Does that mean he's better? Do you want to keep the game sacred? So this has nothing to do with the Yankees, but we don't need these Godzilla bats infiltrating the national pastime.
I mean, don't you hear that? And want Anthony Volpe to go 5 for 5 tonight?
Right? I mean, maybe.
And also to a perfect, this is where Dave's great with this. I hear that and go, he's got a point.
Oh, really? He convinced you?
Slight.
Well, I think what adds to it is the Boston accent, too. This has nothing to do with the Yankees, that poverty franchise. Look, temporarily, I want to see the Yankees kick ass. Loogie, you've joined me on this as a independent baseball observer?
Well, I'm not an independent baseball observer, number one. Number two, I have not joined you on this.
Okay. All right.
Now, do I think that they will probably hit a lot of home runs tonight off Corbin Burns? Yes.
Okay.
But I will not take any joy in it.
All right. I will take some joy in it. And that's saying a lot because I actually have Corbin Burns on my fantasy team. And I will at least still say, wow, that's fun. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Plus, we'll explain to you, if you missed it, how if you listen to every minute of Evan and Tiki, we give you a real good opportunity to win money. Let's go to Eric in Rhode Island. How are you, Eric?
Good. How are you doing, fellas? Great show today.
Appreciate it.
What's up? Couple of quick points. First of all, I'm 55, a lifelong Yankee fan. Regarding the bat, we know it's not illegal. However, at what point does Major League Baseball and the commish get involved in, or I should say, could it possibly be like a viable discussion in regarding the integrity of the game? We all know that these sports evolve. They all do. When I was younger, I was a kid, and I learned to play golf. The driver was wooden and small. Now these drivers are the size of Volkswagens. And like, how do you compare these golfers with these amazing old timers? And how do you compare baseball players now with?
Well, because they're not. Well, think about it. The diameter of the bat has remained the same. It can't increase more than the 2.6 inches. So it's not like anyone's actually walking up there with, as Dave eloquently described, a Godzilla bat.
Right.
Like, that's not actually what's happening. And by the way, even if it was happening, I think baseball and the owners have always preferred offense. I think they believe offense sells.
Yeah. No,
usually they rein it in when it goes the other way.
Yeah. Look, the bat looks different because the barrel is just pulled down a little bit, and it leans back out closer to the tip, where a lot of guys don't make contact. And if you do make contact up there, it's usually at the end of the bat, and it's just a pop-up or something lazy. And so it's just changing the dynamic of the bat. It's not creating an illegal bat. And so, at some point, will it become ineffective to have that kind of bat? I'm sure it will be. And a lot of guys will just go back to regular bats. But for right now, it's a trend. And I'm sure people are going to keep buying into it. Other players are going to take this approach.
Yeah, the company's on back order. Because players around the league are saying, I need the bat, I need the bat, yes. I need the bat. Let's go to Mike in Schenectady. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? Yo. I heard you ask if you were out of your mind for wanting to see the Yankees win more and more with this new torpedo bat. Yeah. And I think you might be a little bit out of your mind, but I think you're like every Mets fan. We got to be a little bit crazy to really love this team.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't affect my team. Like, think about it. The Mets aren't playing the Yankees for a month and a half. And so all it affects is the banter between Met fans and Yankee fans, which, let's be honest, doesn't mean anything.
Well, not yet, but if we could get some of those 10 home run games, 10 home run series for us before we end up seeing them, that'd be something I'd be willing to, experiment about. Get back to that analytics league, and here's my thing, right? They say that they optimized it for each individual player's swing, and I guess it's going to be interesting to see how different each player's swing is, to see what kind of different shapes we get out of these bats. Because obviously, if the company's on back order, they're only going to be doing whatever, standard issue to mail out in mass. But the MLB players are going to get their custom stuff.
Yeah. Right.
I personally want to see one shaped like a battle axe. I want to see one shaped like nunchucks. I want to see one shaped like a medieval flail. I mean, like, guys talking about the sanctity of the game or something like that. You know, at one point, basketball was played with a peach basket, not an orange basket, not a blueberry basket, a peach basket.
No, I understand.
You know, and if you brought in a different basket, where we, are we going to talk about the sanctity of the game, or are we going to start playing some ball?
Well, not only that, look at baseball itself. Besides the fact that before, the 40s, no minority players were ever allowed to play, the stadiums were also so different. Mm-hmm. Like, you hit the ball 500 feet in some ballparks, it wouldn't go out. Or if you hit it right down the line in the Polo Grounds, you could poke one out at 265. Things change. It doesn't affect the sanctity of the game. That is such utter BS.
Yeah, I think that when you try to start comparing over errors, you're running a fool's errand, because ultimately the physicality of the athlete has changed, the equipment has changed. I mean, think about all the guys that wear those elbow guards so that they can just stand in when someone tries to pin them inside. Like, you couldn't do that.
Right.
40 years ago. They didn't have the technology to do that 40 years ago. The game has changed significantly, and it will keep changing because it makes it more entertaining.
Let's go to Jeff in Greenwood Lake. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. How are you today?
What's up, man?
Good. What's up?
This is more toward Tiki, because Tiki does like being in the weeds. Have you ever heard of the Hawthorne study?
I have.
Is that what we're looking at here? You get a couple of brainiacs looking to make something better, and all of the baseball players think this is going to make them better, at which point it makes them better.
Right. This is called
not because of the bat, but because the baseball players figure that somebody is looking to help them improve what they do.
Yeah, I can't remember who commissioned this study, but it was the Hawthorne Factory where they studied the effect of lighting increases or decreases on productivity. And so what they found is that when they increased lighting in the facility, the factory, productivity went up. And then when they decreased lighting in the facility,
productivity went up. So it wasn't whether or not they were increasing or decreasing a light. It was just that people, somebody was paying attention to them.
Right.
And servicing them in some way that made them be more productive. And so it's kind of the same thing, right? If we create a new torpedo bat, then all of a sudden it feels like, hey, productivity went up. Or if you go back to the regular bat, productivity goes up.
Or it just gives you a confidence. Like Anthony Volpe may have more confidence at the plate knowing he has this bat. Right. And he actually isn't changing anything, but he just has more confidence than maybe he had a year ago.
Yes, exactly right. So I don't know if that necessarily is the Hawthorne effect, but it is. I see the comparison.
Yeah, but keep in mind, there could be a negative effect. Giancarlo Stanton may have actually aggravated those elbows and those tennis elbows because of the bat last year.
He bench presses 320 pounds.
I understand, but even he said it could have been the changing of bats.
I'm sure it was because it was from last year.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily this year. It was last year.
Let's go to Dave and Merrick. How are you, Dave?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for the call. The wife and I are big fans.
Appreciate it. What's up?
I'm a great big Met fan, and I'm loving the controversy. All you got to do is wind up these Yankee fans, and they go crazy. You just mentioned torpedo bat and cheating, and then to watch them go. It's like the chattering teeth that you wind up, and they just can't control themselves. They start freaking out.
But they're not doing anything wrong.
No, it's not. It's a perfectly legal bat, which is why I don't care about it.
Right.
It's fun to poke him and watch him go.
Yeah. Does it annoy you, Sean, when people poke about the torpedo? Because I'm trying to get the sense if Yankee fans are even annoyed by it, or if you're taking pride in it now.
So this is what I tried to get at in the point in the open. I think the initial reaction to it did annoy me because, like you said, there were two kinds of people, and you're idiots. It's not cheating. Now I've gotten to the point where we've gotten to Tuesday. I'm getting annoyed at how many people still, I guess, are talking about it, but I have to really block it out and ignore it because it's so stupid to fight it now.
I've gone from yesterday, I was kind of annoyed for you. We opened the show with this just proves the Yankees are still the Yankees. But by Tuesday, I think the whole thing is hysterical.
Yeah.
And I find it funny how people get so annoyed at the Yankees. And that's why I look at tonight's game, their first in action since the weekend, and I'm like, it'd be kind of hilarious if they scored 12 runs again.
Look, this is a fun start to the year for the Yankees. I just don't want anybody raining on my fun for no reason.
Is anybody raining on your fun, though?
No. No, but if this continues 1 week, if the Yankees are scoring all the runs you want to score to laugh at,
yeah.
While you're laughing as a Yankee fan, I'll be enjoying the run score, but it's like every time they score 10 runs, we got to hear about the torpedo bats.
Yes.
That will get wearing, though.
Mm. I'm just warning you that fair or not, and it's completely unfair, okay? I know it's unfair. That's what's going to happen. If they pound Corbin Burns tonight, what's the story tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a torpedo bat.
It's the torpedo bat.
But they're all legal.
I almost want to win a game 2-1 tonight now.
See, you're the opposite
you
of me.
You want to small ball it? You want to steal?
I still want to win, and I just want everybody to shut up for a day.
Let's go to Charles in Allenhurst, New Jersey. What's up, Charles?
What's up, guys? Ev, I'm a little disappointed in you, man.
What's up?
I'll tell you. Listen, man, I'm 18 years old in my freshman year of college now, and I'm sitting here, and all I've had to deal with my whole life is being completely outnumbered by Yankee fans, whether it's walking into school as a fourth grader in the World Series and, look what happened to the Mets. Oh, they blew it again. I don't want to hear it. So I don't need you, who is sitting in a very powerful chair as afternoon drive on WFAN, rooting for the Yankees to have more ammo. I've heard it enough. I have fans. I mean, not fans. What am I saying? I have friends, best friends, who don't even care about baseball, who just text me out of the blue now, like, oh, bro, look at Juan Soto. I mean, look at Judge. He has more homers than Soto has hits.
Charles, I understand your passion. I understand your anger. And I want you to listen carefully what I'm about to say. One of the wisest things ever uttered by Robert Saleh, even though he was never able to cash in on it, was, I'm keeping receipts. Mm. So what you should do, Charles, is keep April receipts. Because at the end of the day, they're April receipts. Yes. They're March receipts. They're May receipts.
He's speaking from Jet fandom experience.
Yes.
Win April.
Right. Right. Well, I'm speaking from experience of last year. So the Mets were a team that coming into the year I had belief in. Okay, I thought they were going to be a wild card team, and I was one of the only ones. Most people didn't believe in them. And when things got really, really bad in May, even though I was losing faith, do you know what I did? Sean knows what I did. Tommy knows what I did.
Double down?
I kept receipts.
Hey,
and I kept it very, very quietly. So when the season ended and we played that wonderful OMG feature, we had all sorts of beautiful audio. Audio from Tiki Barber. Audio from Greg Giannotti.
I wasn't overly negative.
You were.
I was not. I said, look, it's just an evaluation year.
Okay. Either way, you keep the receipts.
OMG.
And here's the best part about keeping receipts. If you keep the receipts and you never get to use them, no harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep them and you get to use them, you get the last laugh. So if you are a Met fan who can't deal with the Yankees getting off to a good start, can't deal with any conversation about Juan Soto or all we're hitting all these home runs, just keep the receipts. Because there's a really good chance that at some point, you will get to use them. And you will get to laugh. And I'll never forget, after the Mets won game 161, and I looked at Sean and I said, let's unveil the receipts. And we had this beautiful feature. I wish we could find it and post it somewhere again. Where we played everybody who turned on the Mets, because we kept the receipts. So for Charles, I understand it's a tough life being a Met fan in a Yankee fan world. If you're that upset by what's going on, keep the receipts. And speaking of receipts being kept, when we come back, we will show you how listening to Evan and Tiki can actually win you a dollar or two. Plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Before yesterday's Mets-Marlins game, I was looking at the Marlins lineup. I was filling out my scorecard, and I'm like, who the hell is the guy batting third? His name is Eric Wagaman. And so me seeing Eric Wagaman batting third led to this exchange right here on Evan and Tiki.
By the way, do you know who Eric Wagaman is?
No, who is that?
Do you know who Eric Wagaman is?
Yeah, he works over in sales.
You know who Eric Wagaman is, Tommy?
He's a relief pitcher on the Brewers.
He is the third place hitter for the Marlins today, and he's a DH.
No, he's not.
Who the hell is that?
That sounds like back in the day in baseball where you couldn't have Barry Bonds, so they called him Eric Wagaman.
Right.
Eric Wagaman.
Like, I'm not just naming a random guy in the Marlins lineup. I'm naming the guy batting third
sure
in the
a nice
Marlins
fellow,
lineup.
But how do you spell it? Eric Wagaman?
W-A-G-A-M-A-N. Got Eric it. Wagaman.
He exists.
I got to bet Wagaman to hit a home run now.
Oh,
I
he's
have
going
to.
Yard.
Wagaman gets a hold of one to deep left field. Nemo takes a look, and that ball's way out of here.
Oh, boy.
Up onto the concourse. Wagaman's first home run for the Marlins. And that breaks up the 9-run lead, makes it an 8-run lead.
Oh, that was a bomb.
You couldn't have asked for anything more. We have no idea who the guy is. Sean quickly says, let's bet on him to hit a home run. And then he hits the least offensive home run in baseball because the Mets are leading at the time by a score of 10-1. So if you made the bet because you listened to Evan and Tiki and you're like, that's a great idea from Sean, congratulations. And apparently, Sean, a bunch of people did it.
And what was the number? Remind us.
Plus 850. So $10 when you $85, so on. It's $100 when you eat. I can tell you based on screenshots that flooded my timeline on Twitter that if a combined listening to this show, well north of $2,000 was made on that home run. Combined, which I think is nice. It's nice that many people listening. And also, for those watching the game detailed, on Wagaman's second at-bat, he came within inches of hitting the foul pole on a ball that went foul, bounced off the wall, and then struck out on the next pitch. I thought we were dead in the water then, and bang, next at-bat.
So you made the bet.
Mm. Oh, I made the bet.
Uh-huh. Congratulations. Did you make the bet, Tommy? Because you also, after Sean gave the idea, said, I agree with you, I'm going to do it too. Did you do it?
I did not.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pissed at Sean.
Why?
And I sat on it till now.
Why are you pissed at him?
Because, and we've documented this on the show, I'm very busy. I'm doing a lot of things back here.
Okay.
I had a 2-hour show last night, so things happen, and we say something like that on the air, and I forget about it. Sean needs to be my gambling buddy there and say, Luke, it's plus 800, put the bet in. I just put the bet in. Because the guy acted like he won, you know, 50 grand last night in our chat. It's like, bro, you gotta be there for me.
Well, I have a...
Like, come on, man.
I have
you're sitting right next to me.
I have an idea. And tell me if you guys are okay with this idea.
Go ahead. Gambling etiquette.
I'll give you a gambling idea for this program. Because this stuff happens. It happens organically. Like I just mentioned Eric Wagaman. Sean's like, oh, he's going to hit a home run. I think that when you say something like that the next time, if we all say, yeah, that's a great idea, whoever makes the bet should make it a show bet.
Mm. Okay.
So if you bet
$20 on them, it's split four ways.
Yep.
So okay. And then
we should make a pool of betting money.
Yes. Pool of betting money. Because kind of, I did that for Clay Holmes. Like, yeah. I made the Clay Holmes Cy Young bet, and I made it clear to you guys, no, it's a four-way split. Like, if he wins, we all win,
right,
even though I made the bet. So would that make life easier for you, Tommy, and for everyone else that when one of us says, hey, this is a good bet idea, and we all agree, whoever places the bet, it's for all of us.
Right. Only on the show bets, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Not your personal stuff.
And Evan, when I say it's plus 850, the correct response is, that's good numbers, not, oh, okay, whatever, go to the call. Just so you know.
Yeah, I moved on from it. I didn't care. Yeah. You're right.
I care now that it hit. So, Sean, I'm going to give you my Venmo account. You can send me some of that money.
No, it doesn't count now. We have to do it moving forward. So, you know what I'll do? We'll play another game. When the Marlins lineup comes out, I'll pick another random Marlin.
It's not going to work for the Marlins.
It won't work.
You can't force it.
You can't.
Like you said, it's got to happen organically. We have a long baseball season ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee this happens at least once a week when lineups come out.
Right.
Yeah.
Did we get anybody on opening day for the Yankees?
Oh, I think we did, Tiki. I think we got one in an exact moment on opening day.
You nailed it, the Austin Rose.
I know,
Austin,
but did
Austin.
We get anybody betting on it from on the show?
Yes. Oh, yeah. People hit me all up right, on Twitter about it. Oh, yeah.
People bet it. We didn't do it as a group bet. That's a new thing we'll do, that anytime you have a prediction that we all feel good about, we'll all do it as a group, right?
We're not profiting. Well, Sean profited last night. Good that the audience is profiting.
Yeah, no, we're very happy for the audience.
Better if Lugauer profits.
No, we'll profit. We'll profit going forward.
Yes. I'm looking at the Diamondback lineup to see.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem is, like, you've heard of everybody. They won the National League pennant 2 years ago. They're a pretty good team. They led the league in offense
really?
Last year.
Really? They don't have any randos?
Nah. Ketel Marte, we've all heard of.
Definitely not.
Corbin Carroll. Pavin Smith. Josh Naylor. Remember Josh Naylor? Barely know her. You know,
Pavin
the whole thing.
Smith is not exactly Lou Gehrig.
No, he's
a fair point. Pavin Smith? Was he a golfer?
He's batting third. You want to do that then?
What are the odds, Shawnee? Pavin Smith is batting third?
Pavin Smith is batting third against Will Warren tonight at Yankee Stadium.
Does he have a torpedo bat?
Whew,
cold night. Let's see. Plus 5-1, Pavin Smith.
All right. We'll consider it.
Let's think about it.
We'll think about that. There's a lot that can happen in the next 3.5 hours. Let's go to Jose in Brentwood. How are you, Jose?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Excellent.
Hey, Tiki, just want to say you're a Giants legend.
Thank you, bro.
Love you, man. I just want to give my point of view as a Yankee fan. I feel like a lot of Yankees fans feel how I feel. I always love New York. I wish every year was New York versus New York. You know, I did color guard at Citi Field. So, you know, I love going to Mets game. And when I saw the Dodgers win against the Mets, I'm like, oh, man, you know, we'll do our best. You know, we'll do what we got to do. But, you know, we didn't win, of course. And then, you know, I was sad. And then, you know, the Soto trade happened. I'm like, it was sad. But then the Mets fans started turning. They started putting salts on wounds. And then I hear this one guy from a podcast say, hey, when you see a Yankee fan, tell him what's up. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay. And then the whole big brother, you know, little brother came. I'm like, yo, they're just putting salt on wounds. Like, we just tried our best. And we're just keeping receipts. You know, we're just keeping receipts, and I'm sorry, Tiki, but we're booing. We're booing.
Oh, this is your perfect opportunity, Tiki. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Come
do your thing.
On, Jose.
Do your thing.
Jose is espousing the wrong thing, Yankee fans, when the New York Mets and Juan Soto, that traitor, comes to the Bronx for the Subway Series. You don't boo. Do not boo. Stand up like you're going to boo. Turn around, face the back of the stadium, and stand there in silence.
I'm very impressed by Tiki. So about a week ago, it's been a full week, we talked about Juan Soto's reception at a spring training game and how he got booed by Yankee fans.
Yeah, the sixth borough down in Port St. Lucie.
That's right. And it led to Tiki and Sean basically saying, hey, as Yankee fans, when he comes back for the Subway Series, we shouldn't even boo him. We should turn our back on him. And I told Tiki, I said, listen, the only way this is going to get off the ground is you got to be committed to it. You got to say it every single day. Every day you got to mention it. It has been a full week, and you're perfect.
Yep.
Like, you have not missed a day in mentioning this horrific idea of not booing Juan Soto and just ignoring him.
I have to task my understudy, Sean, mm-hmm. in 2 days.
Yep.
Me and my wife are leaving for my 50th birthday trip. I am tasking you Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday to take the reins and tell people to stand up, turn their backs, and stand in silence to Juan Soto.
Tiki,
it's on you, bro.
It's on me. I got it. I'm with you. Those 2 weeks, by the way, once we continue to do this, they're going to be ratcheted up. We're officially declaring the day No Boo Day. We'll work on doing a show from there. Right. We'll do that. I also don't know if I could live in a world where Tiki Barber is 50 years old. You want to talk about making me feel old as a Giant fan. My God.
I also think we need to address something, and I will be the leader because Tommy and Sean are very confused, as am I. I admit this. We are all very confused.
About
what to do. You're turning 50. Like, don't we have to get you something?
Nothing.
We have to get you something. You're turning 50.
Okay, if it's brown and in a bottle and has a bourbon thing on
it. Oh, okay.
That'll work.
Okay. All right, we can make that happen. Use the Wagaman money on it. Right.
Last night I was on Amazon searching for different things to get Tiki Barber. And after like 40 minutes, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I can't find anything.
Jefferson Ocean.
Hold on, right? Let me write this down.
It's easy. You know who my favorite president is.
Jefferson Oceans. Your favorite president?
Yeah.
Who, Thomas Jefferson?
He was the founder of the great University of Virginia.
That's right. I forgot about that. Even though Thomas was very proud of that.
Declaration of Independence and the Virginia Statute on Religious Freedom.
You know Thomas put all of that on his...
epitaph.
What's that thing?
Epitaph? Yes.
I meant the stone when you're dead.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, it's called an epitaph?
Yeah.
I thought it was called something else.
Like a headstone.
A headstone, yeah.
Or gravestone.
He did not do president.
He didn't want president. That's my point, yeah. He was almost like ashamed of his presidency. Mm. Jefferson Oceans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll take care of it. You know what? I'll put your guy's name on it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to take
more. No. Yeah. I'm not Loogie.
What the hell does that
just
mean?
Tell me the amount, bro. All fair. It's fine.
I'm going to look it up right now. I have no idea how much this costs.
I don't either.
But I'm glad you're making it easy for us because I was so confused the last few days. I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to get him? Oh, you're cheap, bro. $60.
Exactly.
Oh, I got it. No problem. I'll even pick up Luigi's shit. No problem.
We should get him like a six pack of it, right? Like
are no six packs of like bourbon.
Well,
kind of thing.
You might create a thing, Tommy.
Yeah.
Because we go through them quick.
I was thinking that, and then personalized couch pillows for him and his father-in-law to take the baseball match.
That says the Mets need a bat on it or something.
Not anymore. We don't have to do this whole thing, but we do have breaking show news and Yankee news. Paul Goldschmidt is hitting leadoff again.
Wow.
Fantasy is a permanent thing. I kind of miss Austin Wells up there. I really do.
So three in a row, now against a righty, again against the righty in Corbin Burnes. At what point do we get, or I become afraid, that Tommy could actually win the bet that Goldschmidt's going to lead off more than anybody else on this team?
Well, here's
should I be worried now is the question.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You know it's not going to end tonight. So I think once you've established this pattern, this is at least going to be like an April thing most nights. Right. Here you have 1 month in the bag.
Paul Goldschmidt has so many career at-bats against Corbin Burnes, has a lot of experience against him, played in the same division, all that, obviously in the National League as well. He is 10 for 31 with a home run.
You think it's going to be situational like that? I mean, the problem is it also have, I mean, he's second year. He's a rookie last year.
Right.
So he doesn't have enough at-bats against whoever they're playing or whoever's the pitching matchup is going to be.
I am afraid. I'm going to admit this. I'm going to give you an independent observation on this. I think it's Goldie's job now.
Mm.
I think Goldie has a chance to run with it, and as long as he performs, which I hope
why
he
would
does,
you change it? Right.
I don't think you're going to change it. And I'm in a tough spot where now I'm rooting for Tommy to be right because A, I'm a Goldie guy, as you guys know. I love the man. He's also on my fantasy team. My loyalty to him has no bounds. Mm. So I hope he just keeps hitting and keeps the job. And then Tommy would get, I think, your greatest victory in all the predictions we've ever made. That would be a resounding win.
That would be resume builder.
Yeah, it's a resume building victory.
That's generational talent headline.
Yeah. Yeah,
solid. I think, like, and it's not even your team.
I know.
And he's calling it for the other team.
And he kind of did it as a troll. Like, he wasn't even serious about it. So, yeah, if you're just tuning in, Paul Goldschmidt, the leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees as they take on the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. You are listening to WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Let's go to Jay in Woodmere. How are you, Jay?
Yeah, hey.
What's up, man?
Thanks for my call. I just want to say about those torpedo bats. I know you got a little bit off topic from it.
Yeah, so
I have a very good friend. He's a Red Sox. Yesterday, I came to his room, his dorm room, and I said, I don't know what I should do. Should I pretend to be ignorant and make you explain to me what's going on with the Red Sox, or should I make fun of you for it? And he said, I've been listening to the Red Sox radio, and is it true what the Yankees are doing with the Zats? I said, yes. He goes, it's cheating, going crazy, going off. And I said, ay vey, salty. It was pathetic. He's whiny. Just because you're going 1-4 with Rafael Devers,
15 strikeouts doesn't mean the Yankees are cheating. Lindor has been using it. Cody Bellinger used it last year's spring training before he was on the Yankees. And I told him Stanton used it in the playoffs, and he said, of course.
When he was the ALCS MVP.
We have to analyze this. Can we? By the way, Sean, do you have time? Can you go through all the old videos of Stanton in the playoffs last year, and can we see if he was using a torpedo bat?
Sure.
Because I don't think anybody actually knows.
There's got to be a nice montage of all his hits, right?
Yeah, or just go on MLB TV and go through each game. It doesn't take that long.
I'm sure there's a faster process.
I'll do it during the commercial.
I got it.
There's definitely a YouTube video.
100%. He wants me to go through every single game. YouTube,
yeah, he's the MVP of the ALCS. Trust me, there's a montage. Yes.
I'll tell you why you can do that, but it won't work. So the way I've been analyzing these bats is you got to wait like right before an at-bat begins. They do that close-up when the guy's in his batting stance. And that's the real way to be able to tell what's going on with the bat. Like, I don't think you'll be able to see it just based on the swing because you're too far away. By the way, Greg Giannotti brought up a theory this morning that really got me thinking.
Go ahead.
It really got me thinking. They were talking about Rafael Devers, and our last caller mentioned Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers is 0 for 19 with 15 strikeouts.
Wow.
Now, yesterday when we talked briefly about Rafael Devers, aptly so, Tommy played a very funny drop.
He's fat!
There you go. Which, by the way, great explanation, right? Gio had the theory. And I got to throw this at you because it got me. I don't know if I agree with him, but it got me thinking.
Go ahead.
Devers is throwing the at-bats.
What?
He's pissed off about being moved to DH. He was not happy. And he's like, okay, all right, screw you. And he's basically going up there saying, all right, you want me to DH? I'll give you this. And Devers got paid already. So he's not worried about a contract here. He's not worried about anything else other than just settling the score Alex Cora and the Red Sox. And he said it, and I thought about it. I'm like, it's not that crazy.
That would
is it?
Be nefarious.
You could also get banned from baseball. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
But
talk about integrity of the game. People are calling up and bitching about the torpedo bats. Talk about integrity of the game. If you're just throwing at bats,
well, but isn't it?
And your team sucks. It's one thing if you're throwing at bats and you're still winning 12-4.
But right, but he equated it, and I thought this was a good comparison, to when James Harden put on the extra weight, maybe it was a fat suit, to get his way out of Houston and eventually force his way to the Nets. And even with the Nets, at the end with the Nets, he stopped trying. We all saw it.
Right.
So what's the difference between just not trying on the court and Devers being like, not that he's striking out on purpose, but more, screw it, I'm just going to swing for the fences every time. Like, I don't care. It is what it is. The effort isn't there. You can't rule it out completely considering.
I'm going to have to go watch his at bat because otherwise I can't. You're not going to be able to tell.
Yeah, for the record, I have very zoomed in looks at Stanton's bat in the postseason.
Yes.
I will let you look at it in a break. I don't think it's a torpedo.
You do not think it's a torpedo
on the record, I do not.
Yeah,
Or at least it's not as defined as these other ones we've seen this year.
I think it's likelier that he used them at one point and felt aggravation in his elbows and then put it away.
Yeah, but it doesn't even make sense to him to move the center of gravity of the barrel down towards the handle because that's not how he hits home runs. Like
remember, the torpedo bat is not all of them going to the handle.
I understand that, but I think he hits the ball in the sweet part of the bat most of the time anyways, right?
I wonder if this is why he was always the first one out in the cage when we were at those World Series games doing that before games.
He always was.
He was the only one.
Every World Series game we were at all of them at Yankee Stadium doing our show.
Till 7:45.
still rankles diggy. Stanton was the first guy taking BP, it's true.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.